Good morning. It's January 16th, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This commentary focuses on the trading strategies and resources offered by Intellectia AI. In a statement, Intellectia AI shared insights into their platform, emphasizing its trustworthiness for executing winning trades. The company aims to provide comprehensive market data and tools that can assist investors in making informed decisions. Their services include a connection to brokerage accounts, which facilitates real-time data access and trading capabilities. Overall, they are positioning themselves as a key player in the financial technology space.
This report discusses the significant increase in Rambus Inc.'s institutional holdings and recent analyst ratings. Data shared by MarketBeat suggests that Stevens Inc. AR dramatically raised its investment in Rambus by nearly 924% during the third quarter, bringing its total shares to over 36,000. This investment surge reflects a broader trend, as several other institutional investors also increased their stakes in the semiconductor company. For instance, EdgePoint Investment Group expanded its holdings by over 138%, now owning nearly 2.8 million shares. Meanwhile, Geode Capital Management and Bank of New York Mellon also boosted their positions, indicating strong institutional interest in Rambus. On the analyst front, several firms have recently updated their ratings on the stock. Evercore ISI raised its price target for Rambus from $114 to $126, maintaining an outperform rating. Similarly, Wells Fargo increased its price objective from $73 to $115, classifying the stock as overweight. Contrastingly, CFRA Research downgraded Rambus from a hold to a moderate sell, highlighting the mixed sentiment among analysts. Currently, Rambus shares are trading around $103, having experienced a high of $114 over the past year. Despite missing earnings expectations recently, the company reported revenue growth of over 22% compared to last year. This highlights the volatility and potential that Rambus continues to exhibit in the semiconductor market.
This report discusses GlobalFoundries' acquisition of Synopsys's processor intellectual property solutions business. Verdict recently noted that GlobalFoundries aims to enhance its physical artificial intelligence roadmap through this acquisition, which includes a range of processor technologies and associated software tools from Synopsys. The acquisition will reportedly strengthen GlobalFoundries' custom silicon capabilities, particularly in relation to its subsidiary, MIPS, which it acquired back in August 2025. The processor intellectual property portfolio includes various technologies such as the ARCV and ARCPU intellectual property, as well as digital signal and neural network processing units. Importantly, both companies have committed to ensuring a smooth transition for existing customers during the handover of the processor IP business. Synopsys plans to redirect its focus on other areas of its design intellectual property portfolio, which includes logic libraries and security solutions, while also pursuing new opportunities in artificial intelligence across multiple sectors. According to Synopsys's president and chief executive officer, this move is also expected to be immaterial to their overall performance, reinforcing their ongoing commitment to provide electronic design automation solutions. Meanwhile, for GlobalFoundries, the integration of these technologies is anticipated to facilitate energy-efficient processing solutions and speed up the time to market for its customers. GlobalFoundries' chief executive officer emphasized that this acquisition underscores their dedication to advancing leadership in physical AI technologies. The deal is expected to close later this year, pending regulatory approvals. Overall, this acquisition reflects a strategic effort to bolster technology offerings and enhance capabilities in the rapidly evolving AI landscape.
This report covers Protagonist Therapeutics and its upcoming presentation at the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference. In recent commentary, the Desert Sun noted that Dinesh V. Patel, the president and chief executive officer of Protagonist, will provide an overview of the company at this significant healthcare event scheduled for January 12th through 15th in San Francisco. The presentation will take place on January 13th, and one-on-one meetings will also be available during the conference. Protagonist Therapeutics is in an exciting phase, with two of its novel peptide drugs currently in advanced phase 3 clinical trials. The company has recently submitted applications for new drug approvals for both Icotrokinra and Rusfertide. Icotrokinra, a targeted oral peptide, is designed to block a specific receptor involved in inflammatory responses and is being developed in collaboration with Johnson & Johnson. On the other hand, Rusfertide is targeting polycythemia vera, a rare blood disorder, and is co-developed with Takeda Pharmaceuticals. The company is also pursuing several preclinical drug discovery programs that address various validated medical targets. This diverse pipeline could position Protagonist well in the biopharmaceutical sector, particularly as it seeks to advance its innovative therapies to market. This kind of development and presence at major healthcare conferences can enhance investor interest and potential partnerships. More information about Protagonist and its drug candidates can be found on the company's website.
This report discusses Rapid7's upcoming financial results announcement and conference call. According to a recent report from Yahoo Finance, Rapid7, a company specializing in threat detection and cybersecurity, will release its fourth quarter and full year financial results for 2025 on February 10, 2026, after the markets close. On the same day, the company will hold a conference call to discuss these results and share its business outlook at 4:30 in the afternoon, Eastern Time. Interested parties can register for the live event through their dedicated website, and a replay of the call will be available later for those who cannot attend. Rapid7 aims to enhance cybersecurity by simplifying and making it more accessible for security professionals. They provide comprehensive solutions to over 11,000 customers globally, helping them manage cloud risk and detect threats effectively. As the cybersecurity landscape continues to evolve, investors will be keen to hear how Rapid7's performance aligns with its mission and strategies in the market.
This commentary focuses on the recent performance and valuation of National Energy Services Reunited Corporation. Simply Wall Street recently noted that the company has seen impressive gains, with its stock rising by 28% over the past month and an astounding 99% over the last year. Despite this surge, the stock's price-to-earnings ratio stands at 26.5, which is significantly higher than the average ratio for most companies in the United States. This raises questions about whether the current valuation is justified, especially considering that around half of U.S. companies have ratios below 19. The high price-to-earnings ratio might reflect strong earnings growth expectations, as analysts anticipate that the company's earnings could increase by 79% in the coming year, outpacing the broader market's projected growth of 16%. This outlook has likely contributed to the elevated ratio, suggesting investors believe the company is on a promising trajectory. However, it is worth noting that the company's earnings growth has been inconsistent, with only a 33% increase over the past year, and minimal growth when looking back 3 years. This inconsistency might cause concern for some investors regarding the sustainability of such high valuations. As the company's shares continue to perform well, it appears that shareholders are optimistic about its future prospects. Nevertheless, potential investors should exercise caution when relying solely on price-to-earnings ratios, as they offer insights into market sentiment rather than definitive financial health. In light of these factors, it may be beneficial for those interested in National Energy Services Reunited to conduct a thorough analysis of its financial condition, risks, and overall market positioning.
This commentary focuses on recent developments regarding F5 Inc., particularly changes in institutional investments and insider trading activity. Based on findings published by MarketBeat, Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Group has increased its stake in F5 by 3.2% during the third quarter, now holding nearly 147,000 shares, valued at approximately $47 million. This recent purchase follows a trend where various institutional investors, such as Millennium Management and Goldman Sachs, have also significantly expanded their positions in F5. In the realm of insider transactions, recent reports indicate that both the executive vice president and the chief executive officer sold shares of the company recently,
which could raise some eyebrows among investors. The executive vice president sold over 1,000 shares, while the CEO offloaded slightly more than 1,000 shares as well. Such insider selling can often be viewed as a negative indicator, though it's not uncommon in corporate practices.
Turning to the stock performance, shares of F5 opened at $273.99. The company's market capitalization stands at around $15 billion, with its price-to-earnings ratio at 23.2. F5 recently reported earnings that exceeded analyst expectations, showcasing a strong quarter with revenues of $810 million. However, analyst sentiments are mixed, as recent downgrades from firms like Morgan Stanley and Barclays have set lower price targets for the stock, reflecting a cautious outlook. Despite these fluctuations, JP Morgan's upgrade to an overweight rating and the positive reception of F5's Nginx AAS for Google Cloud add some optimism for long-term growth. Overall, while F5 is experiencing a period of increased institutional interest, the mixed analyst ratings and insider selling may warrant careful consideration from investors as they assess the stock's future trajectory.
This report addresses recent changes in institutional holdings and analyst ratings for Global Payments Inc. As highlighted by MarketBeat, Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Group has reduced its stake in Global Payments by nearly 3% during the third quarter, now holding approximately 604,000 shares valued at over $50 million. Meanwhile, other institutional investors have been active as well. Pzena Investment Management has significantly increased its investment in Global Payments by over 32%, bringing its total to more than 11 million shares worth nearly $900 million. Glenview Capital Management and Massachusetts Financial Services also expanded their stakes, indicating a mixed sentiment among large investors. Analyst activity shows a range of opinions on Global Payments. Some firms have lowered their price targets, including Evercore ISI and Truist Financial, which reduced their price targets from $90 to $85 and $84 respectively. Conversely, Wells Fargo upgraded the stock to a strong buy, which could positively influence investor sentiment. On the trading front, shares of Global Payments opened at about $74.82, reflecting a decline of over 3%. The company's performance metrics show a market capitalization nearing $18 billion, with a price-to-earnings ratio of around 10.5. The latest earnings report revealed earnings per share that slightly exceeded expectations, with revenues also surpassing analyst forecasts. Additionally, Global Payments has announced a quarterly dividend of 25 cents per share, which translates to an annual yield of 1.3%. This reflects a prudent approach to capital allocation as the company continues to navigate the evolving payment technology landscape. Overall, while the reduction in stakes by certain investors may raise eyebrows, the increased interest from others and the mixed analyst ratings suggest that Global Payments remains a focal point for both value and growth-oriented investors. This report discusses recent changes in institutional ownership of Genuine Parts Company and its latest financial performance. In its latest coverage, MarketBeat reported that Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Group, Incorporated, has reduced its stake in Genuine Parts by 2.8% during the third quarter, now holding approximately 391,000 shares. This reduction came after the group sold over 11,000 shares, leaving their investment valued at around $54 million. Meanwhile, other institutional investors are taking a more active approach. Vanguard Group, for instance, increased its holdings by 1.5%, now owning over 17 million shares, valued at more than $2 billion. State Street Corporation also raised its stake by nearly 1%, while Geode Capital Management and Charles Schwab Investment Management made similar increases of 1.2% and 2.3%, respectively. Genuine Parts Company recently reported quarterly earnings, with earnings per share slightly missing expectations at $1.98, compared to the consensus of $2.02. However, the company did see revenue growth, reporting $6.26 billion for the quarter, which was above expectations. Year over year, this represents a 4.9% increase. On the dividend front, the company declared a quarterly dividend of $1.03, translating to an annualized rate of $4.12, giving it a yield of 3%. Analysts currently rate Genuine Parts as a moderate buy, with an average price target of $148, although it is worth noting that some analysts suggest there are better investment opportunities available. Overall, Genuine Parts continues to show resilience in its performance, but investor sentiment appears mixed, highlighting both the company's strengths and the competitive landscape in which it operates. This report covers the recent changes in institutional investor positions regarding Kenvue Inc. As reported earlier by MarketBeat, TD Private Client Wealth LLC has significantly reduced its stake in Kenvue, selling nearly 81% of its shares during the third quarter. Following this sale, the firm now holds just over 51,000 shares, valued at approximately $844,000. In contrast, other institutional investors have been more active in increasing their positions in Kenvue. For instance, Renaissance Capital LLC expanded its holdings by over 8%, bringing its total to around 629,000 shares, valued at about $13 million. Meanwhile, Farther Finance Advisors also made headlines by boosting their stake by nearly 81%, acquiring an additional 16,000 shares. On the insider trading front, Director Jeffrey C. Smith made a notable purchase of 3,200,000 shares at an average price of $17.37 each, which increased his position by over 13%. This transaction suggests a strong personal conviction in the company's future. Looking at analyst sentiments, Kenvue has received a mix of ratings. Edward Jones recently downgraded the stock from a strong buy to a hold, while Deutsche Bank and Evercore ISI have set price targets of $18. Currently, analysts generally maintain a hold rating on Kenvue, with an average target price around $20.23. In terms of performance, Kenvue shares opened at $17.27, with a market capitalization of about $33 billion. The company reported earnings of 28 cents per share for the last quarter, which slightly exceeded expectations, but marked a decline in revenue compared to the previous year. Finally, Kenvue announced a quarterly dividend of 20.75 cents per share, reflecting an annualized yield of 4.8%. Although the company's dividend payout ratio stands at over 110%, indicating that it is paying out more than it earns. Overall, Kenvue is navigating a challenging market landscape, while institutional activities and stock ratings continue to evolve.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.